Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi fellow football fan, Jamal Musiala will become one of the biggest players in international football, if he isn't already. He's 19 years old and a regular starter for Bayern Munich for the third season in a row already. Magic happens when he has the ball at his feet, crowds hold their breath. He's Germany's golden boy, nicknamed Bambi. The world got to witness his talent during the World Cup as well, where he was the only bright spark in Germany's disastrous tournament. We got to meet Jamal Musiala at his home near Munich to talk about his meteoric rise in football. When we arrived, Musiala was shooting hoops in his backyard. It was right after Bayern won the 2021-2022 Bundesliga title, Musiala's third league title already. After shooting some hoops, we sat down in his backyard.
It's great here. You got a beautiful home. When did you move here?
Moved here last year, me and my family.
Yeah.
We were... I was before at the campus, and we were at an apartment near the campus as well. We spent a couple months there, and then we moved here.
Yeah.
Last year.
And there's a basketball court here.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah. Got to practice my skills so I can show Alfonso and all the people what I can do.
Is Fonzie good as well?
Fonzie?
Yeah.
Compared to me.
Yeah.
He's okay. He can dribble and stuff, probably better than me, but shooting, I'll take that over him.
Jamal Musiala was born in Stuttgart, Germany. His father is of British-Nigerian descent, while his mother is German with Polish roots. Young Jamal moved to England with his mother at the age of 7, as she went to study at the University of Southampton.
Yeah, the move to Southampton, I loved it. My mum asked me what I think of moving to England, and I was like, yes, let's do it. I was excited. I don't know. We went to Southampton, where my mum studied there, and it was a good time. I went to school there. I think we were there a couple months, and it was something new. I met some people there. I met someone at that time who I'm still friends with now. We went the same pathway, kind of. We both went to Chelsea from Southampton at the same time, and it was good. It was a good time. It was amazing for us. Everything worked out.
What were the challenges for you when you're a 7-year-old kid and you speak German and then you move to England?
Yeah, like the challenges for me moving was I couldn't speak the language very good. It was pretty tough for me to connect with the other people who lived there their whole life, and it just took me a while to get used to it, but I picked up the language pretty quickly.
And what was it like for you then to be scouted by Chelsea and then be part of that academy?
Yeah, to be picked up by Chelsea and go that way, I was excited for. It was, I think, for my skills, for my development, it was perfect, I think. I just loved the training sessions. Everything was always had fun, and all the people there I'm still friends with, and it was just a fun time there. Yeah.
Were you nervous your first training session?
I think it was like at Christmas time, yeah, but I remember it was in the dome, me and my friend from Southampton, Levi, we traveled up from Southampton to go to Chelsea. I remember everyone got like Christmas presents or something, but I was pretty nervous because I had to show everyone that I belong there, and the trip there I was pretty nervous, but once I was playing it was fun. I had fun. It was a cool time.
So you're a very relaxed, calm guy. That's at least how you come across, right? But on the pitch, I read somewhere that you once scored 100 goals in a single season, right? When you were still younger. But that's savage, right? 100 goals in a single season. What happens to you when you step onto the pitch?
For me, yeah, I always have a... It's kind of like a switch. You can't always be that nice guy on the pitch because you want to win, so you have to sometimes show that ruthless side. I don't mean like hurting someone else, just that you want to win, and you can't always be nice to your position. So I was always hungry to score, and I love scoring goals. So yeah.
So that's like a switch. Do you feel that the moment you step onto the pitch? Or can you describe what happens now?
It comes naturally. It's just normal. I don't have to think extra or something. It's just like the hunger that you built up all those years of playing football, and now when I do it now, it's just normal. As soon as I'm on the pitch, I want to win, and I will give everything on the pitch.
So when you were younger, I don't know if you still do it, you did a Korean martial arts, right?
Yeah, it was when I was in England, I did martial arts, Hapkido. Yeah, everyone made fun of me a bit because they're used to Taekwondo, and I did Hapkido. Was near, I don't know, I felt, I liked it because it helped my flexibility as well. We did lots of stretching, and it was just another hobby for me, and I liked spending time on it, and I worked on it at home as well, my skills, and yeah, I liked it very much.
How would you describe it? Is it like karate, like kicking and punching, or what is it like?
Yeah, it's kind of like, this is just self-defense kind of, is you have some takedown moves and some punching techniques, and that was mostly, I wasn't there a long time, didn't build myself up to the black belt yet, but yeah, it was fun. I got up to the blue/green belt, and yeah, it was cool.
But it does help football players. I mean, Zlatan Ibrahimovic did Taekwondo as well, mm-hmm. And I think it helped him a lot.
Yeah, it helped. I wish I could have done it a bit longer maybe, if we were built up and keep those things for the future. I forgot most of my Hapkido skills now, but I feel like I see all the benefits doing something like that for football as well.
Young Jamal was doing well in Chelsea's academy. He was doing so well that other clubs started to notice him. When he approached legal age to sign his first contract, several other big clubs approached him, including Bayern Munich, the Giants from Jamal's home country, Germany. As the rain starts to drop on the sunshade we're under in his backyard, Jamal tells us about his decision to move back to Germany, to leave Chelsea and sign for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, when I was 16 and I got the offer from Bayern Munich, it was a pretty tough decision. I was very, very happy at Chelsea, and I had to take my time and think about what to do. I feel like Chelsea, they built up everything for me to the player I am right now, and I was very happy there, and I just took my time to think, and I think it was the best decision for me and my family to move back to Germany. But yeah, it's an amazing feeling that a club like Bayern Munich approached me at such a young age.
So the two directors, Neppe and Salih Hamicic, uh-huh. So they came to visit you, right?
Yeah, I had a talk with Marco and Pratzo. I say Pratzo. And yeah, it was a good talk. They laid out their plans for me, and I just loved the whole idea they had and their visions they had for me, and everything that they said, they held their word. So it was a good talk with them.
So for you, this is business as usual, I guess. So you understand what happens in a meeting like that. But to someone who's never experienced that, like me, you know, so you have a meeting with those guys and they paint you the picture of what they see, what kind of future they see for you at FC Bayern. So is it like a PowerPoint presentation or what's the
meeting? In the very first talk, you don't need to go into so much detail. If I have any questions, then I can say them, but they just tell me what my steps would be if I decide to join Bayern Munich. So I'll start off by playing with the under-17s, get some game time there, build myself up, and then slowly go under-19s, 23s, and then here and there train with the first team, which I did, and that's just their plan. And then their long-term goals for me to play regularly for Bayern Munich and stuff, for like everything that they said, everything happened even quicker than we were planning. But it was a good talk. I feel like couldn't have gone any better.
And what's it like then? How do you discuss that with your family then to make that decision?
Yeah, so my family, everyone was there, and we just spoke about what would be the best for me. If I would be happy to move to Germany again, and how everything would be. It's something new. I'm going out of my comfort zone, kind of. New friends and new people. I've known everyone in Chelsea the last 8 years or something, so it was something new. I wouldn't be able to see them as much, so I had to weigh in everything. I also asked opinions from my friends as well, what they would think, and yeah, but I took my time. It was a difficult decision to make.
And then you're on a plane to Munich. When you were on the plane, were you still thinking like, am I making the right decision? You know, what kind of thoughts were going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, you have those little doubts. I think everyone has that little voice in your back of the head. Is this the right decision? But you can't listen to those voices. You already made your decision, so there's no looking back. No matter, it could be the worst time in my career, but it was my decision, so I can't look back with regret or anything. I just took on the moment and was excited for the challenge.
And you started out at the Bayern campus. Can you describe to someone who's never been there what life and training at the campus is like?
Yeah, life at the campus is amazing. The facility is top notch. You have a pool, gym. You have so many activities you can do there. You have where the Bayern team train, the basketball court. You have volleyball. Is literally everything. Is an amazing place for young players to train and just be around. I think there's lots of activities to do because lots of people who are not from Munich would live there, and it's good for the people and the kids to communicate with each other.
Miroslav Klose was one of your first coaches. What was your connection with him like, and what did you learn from him?
Yeah, me and Miroslav Klose were very, very close. He was my under-17 coach when I first came, and I was with him for the first 4 or 5 months when I was playing for the under-17s. Yeah, you can learn a lot from a legend like him, from the goal scoring wise and how he sees the game, and I was just picking up all those details from him, which could make my game better.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jamal moved to Bayern's campus and worked with legend Miroslav Klose in the academy. Things changed quickly for him. Within 8 months, Jamal went from the under-17s to the under-19s to the reserves. And then, one day, he got a call from Herman Gerland, who was the head of Bayern's academy. Gerland asked Jamal to join the first team for training the next day. Jamal couldn't believe it.
Herman, we call him Tiger here. He called me and said that I will be training with the first team. I think it was before the Champions League game against Chelsea. It was around Christmas time there, that period, December. And yeah, I was outside with, we were just walking around and I got the call. I was very nervous. I went to bed extra early, so I'm fit for training. But it was tough to sleep. I was very nervous and excited for the challenge. I set 7 or 8 alarms. I couldn't be late to the training session. I was nervous. Where I will sit? What should I wear? I don't know what because everyone goes with their own clothes. So I was kind of stressing what I can wear. I don't want to look too bad or
too flashy.
Yeah, too flashy or anything. I don't know. So I was just asking. So I came in a normal tracksuit and just waited in the change room. I think they had a meeting when I got there. And yeah, I was just waiting downstairs to train.
So then you entered the dressing room. And did you know immediately where to sit, or what was that situation like?
No, when I got into the changing room, I think I sat on where Xerxes sits. I think that's the safest. It was the safest option. I saw Lewandowski's name, everyone's name. I made sure to avoid their place. Can't start any stress in the first training session. But yeah, it was, once we got out on the pitch, everything was cool.
Yeah, what was that first training session like?
Yeah, first training session was fun. Yeah, I just had a great feeling right from the start. They welcomed me right from the very first moment.
And the manager then, Hansi Flick, I read somewhere that he nutmegged you the first training session.
Yeah, Hansi, in the rondo, he joined in. And then within the next 2 minutes, I got my first panna in the rondo. It's good. It's good. I hope he enjoyed the moment. I think he enjoyed it a bit more than me.
So how did you get your nickname Bambi?
Yeah, the nickname Bambi came from Leroy. I don't know, I think he was making fun of me or something, and then he got the idea of Bambi, and then it just stuck, kind of. Then the other players kept calling me it, and then, yeah, Leroy mentioned it, I think, on Twitter or something, Bambi, and now it's stuck.
Why did they call you that, you think?
I don't know, I was pretty small and young, two legs, skinny a bit, so yeah. I think it was a good comparison, actually.
Yeah.
At the time, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. So you're done with it now?
Nah, it can stick. I got to grow out of the name at some point.
Yeah. So when you were first training with the first team, you couldn't drive yourself yet, right? How did you get to the training sessions?
Yeah, the first year and a half that I was training with the first team, my mum drove me most of the time. Yeah, I couldn't drive. Sometimes I get a lift from someone else, but my mum drove me most of the time. I had to rely on her.
Yeah, it's so interesting, right, that you were then playing in the first team and then you were still so very young, your mum still drove you to the training session. Did you ever think, like, this is crazy what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, when you sit in your room or something and think about everything, it's crazy how everything is and at what point I was. My mum's still driving me and everything, playing with the first team players that you look up to for many years and that you watch on TV. It's just sometimes you have to take a moment to take that all in.
I think it was in June 2020 when you made your debut against Freiburg, if I'm not mistaken. What was it like for you then to make your debut for Bayern?
Yeah, it was amazing. I felt it's a moment I was waiting for my whole life, and it's what I prepare for, to play first team football. Those training sessions and long nights is for a moment like that. So I was pretty nervous to step on the pitch. I think we were up already a bit, and I had 5 minutes or something to show a little bit of what I can do. And I said I had a couple good scenes. It was a good, nothing too crazy, but yeah, I couldn't ask for more.
Did you have to, most football clubs have the tradition that you have to sing a song for the rest of the team after you make your debut. Did you have to do that as well?
Yeah, I just went with the classic Bruno Mars song. I feel like you can't go wrong with that. And yeah, I feel like it's nice to bond with the team.
Which song was it?
The Bruno Mars Billionaire. That's the one. Good song choice, I say. Yeah.
What was the response of the team?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Everyone was laughing after I hit some vocals. Yeah, but it was good. Everyone has to go through that moment, and they could see that I was very nervous to be out there.
When the time came to pick a national team, Jamal had a difficult choice to make. England's manager Gareth Southgate and Germany's manager Joachim Löw both approached him to convince him to choose their national sides. Nigeria was even an option because of Jamal's heritage from his father's side. Jamal took his time to make his decision, and this is why he chose Germany.
The decision between Germany and England was pretty tough. Yeah, I spoke with both of them, with Gareth Southgate and Joachim Löw, and yeah, it was a good talk. He told me what the plans would be and how we would go forward, and yeah, it definitely helped my decision. Also spoke with lots of the Bayern players and what's their opinion on my situation, and yeah, it was just, I had to take my time to make the decision. As you said, I could also play for Nigeria, which also crossed my mind, and I thought about it as well. I mean, you have to take every scenario into consideration, and yeah, it was a tough decision. I had good talks with both of them, so it really just came down to me and where I'd feel the most comfortable. So yeah, it wasn't easy, but I decided then to go with Germany.
Why did you pick Germany?
Yeah, I picked Germany because I think I felt comfortable there. I spoke to the players and everything, and I just felt like I would feel the best playing for Germany. It was a tough decision to make because I've been playing at England's youth level my whole time at the youth level, and yeah, it wasn't easy, but I feel like it was the best decision for me at the time.
Jamal Musiala quickly became a regular in Germany's national team as well. The world got to see that during the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, when Jamal was the star of the team. Germany struggled in Qatar and didn't make it out of the group stage, which was a massive disappointment for them. But Jamal Musiala showed his skills and talent. The world got to see that he's the future. However, that kind of hype also comes with a lot of pressure. So I asked Jamal how he deals with that as a 19-year-old.
So you're still very young, you're 19 years old, and now you're a regular at FC Bayern. When I was 19 years old, I was doing nothing, you know, and nobody paid any attention to me apart from maybe my parents or something, right? So there was no pressure at all for me. So there's so much pressure on you at this age. How do you cope with the pressure?
Yeah, it's not always easy. I feel like I have a good team around me which can take that pressure off me a bit, and I feel like once I'm on the pitch and what I've done so far, I feel very comfortable on the pitch, and it takes that pressure off. But there's going to be pressure with everything you do. I'm kind of used to that from the youths and everything, those important games and everything. You always want to deliver. To be playing at such a young age for a big club like Bayern, it's not always easy. There's lots of pressure and expectations on you, but I'd don't think about it too much now, and I feel like right now and everything, I'm in a good flow, and there's not as much pressure as it was at the start, where I had to prove to everyone that I can play with these players.
So you like basketball very much. I can see by what you're wearing and the basketball court here. So how would you describe your life outside football?
Yeah, so my life outside football is very, very nice. I spend lots of time watching basketball. I play basketball as well. I get my siblings to come rebound for me sometimes. And I force them to come play as well. I don't give them a choice. But yeah, it's all fun. Sometimes I go out in the city as well. And sometimes I play PlayStation as well with some of my friends back in England. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, what's the contact like now with your friends from England still?
Yeah, I still have good contact with my close friends. One plays at Southampton, one plays at Arsenal, and I'm still good with many people from Chelsea. And when I go back, I always go and see them. I play basketball with a couple of them as well. In England, we always play 5-on-5 or something. I practice so I can go there and show them what I can do as well. And yeah, well, I'm still good with my close friends there.
What are your qualities as a good basketball player?
I'd say I'm more of a point guard. I also kind of like a catch and shoot. So if I would play a proper NBA game, I'd probably just stand in the corner and shoot. But other than that, I can't really do. I'm too small to do anything. If I was taller, maybe. Maybe I could play season or something.
Are there any other, you know, you really like NBA, you were watching a game just now, right before we did this interview, and you were playing some basketball. Are there other things you like outside football?
Yeah, probably basketball is the biggest hobby apart from football. Planning to start golfing at some point, but I haven't gotten to that yet.
Why do you want to golf?
I don't know. Some of my friends, they like golfing, and I just, if they want to go golfing or something, I have to know how to golf at least. And I mean, it's fun. It's a little hobby as well. You can just shoot a little bit, do some stuff. I don't know anything about golf, so I can't really tell you, but it feels like a nice hobby.
So how would you describe your character when you're not playing football?
I'd say pretty chilled. Kind of, it's just two different lives when you're on the pitch and when you're off the pitch. There's different personalities that you have to show when you're on the pitch and when you're off the pitch. And I feel like when I'm on the pitch, I have more of an aggressive personality, because that's what you need to win, that hunger. And when I'm off the pitch, it's just everything comes back down, where you just recover and chill. I don't like to do too much usually after trainings or something. I usually just chill at home and play PlayStation, lay down. Usually I'm just really cool and chill. But when I'm out, I don't go out often. But when I'm out, then I'll be a bit more active. But usually, 90% of the time, I'm a chill guy, I'd say.
Yeah. When you go out, you say you're a bit more active, you know. What's that like? What's it like to go out with you?
Oh yeah, by active I mean just a bit more. When I'm at home, I just lay down and do anything, just a bit more. If I go out, just engage a little bit more.
Are you a dancer?
I can't dance. That's not for me. I'm usually the guy just chilling in the corner, but dancing, that's not me. I don't like the attention and stuff when someone starts dancing or something.
Is there something else, you know, maybe politics, I don't know, history, something else you're interested in outside football?
No, nothing about politics. but I always liked drawing, kind of. When I was younger, I did art in school for a while, and it was always something that I kind of liked. I don't draw often anymore, but I like kind of just that time if you just draw or do something. I like also if I wasn't going to be a footballer, my plan would have been to be an architect. I think that's where I would have the most fun, like doing stuff like that.
Very cool. What's your favorite designed building?
Designed building? I don't know. I tried to do like my own versions, kind of. When I was trying to sketch, it wasn't very good. But I don't know. I would also watch some videos from like houses in America and stuff. These amazing houses, and just to get some ideas. But I like these modern type houses, but also with the exotic look, kind of.
So one day you'll maybe get to design your own house then.
Maybe if I have the time, I can catch up on that. But yeah.
Cool. So now you're still at the early stages of your career. Let's say in 20 years or so, when it's all said and done, right? When your career as a professional football player is over, how do you want to be remembered by that time?
Yeah, just hopefully I've had a very long career. I just hope to be consistent through the years that I play, and to when I look back that I couldn't have done more to be the player I was and make sure that short time in your career that I've done everything possible to achieve everything that I would have achieved at that time.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you very much for the interview. Should I take the mic out?
Play some basketball.
After the podcast, we shot some more hoops and then it was time to go. Jamal Musiala is a very chill guy. He seems to be very level-headed. Not much seems to faze him, even though he's still so young. If Jamal keeps doing what he's doing, I'm sure he'll become one of the best to ever do it. I can't wait to see where his career will take him. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and on to the next story in the 433 app.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.